I mean, it wasn't too hard. I was there for 4 years. You know, after a while, you can't take as many licks because as a running back, you don't have that many years, you know, to take them. And at a school like Alabama, you get talent year in and year out. So, I mean, even when one leaves, the next person right behind them is going to be just as good, if not better.
We'll let you ride the patent, you know, my game after, you know, Terrell Davis. You know, he's my idol. But I hear a lot, and I've been watching a lot of tape of my – I feel like I run a lot like Curtis Martin. You know, nothing really stands out like speed or strength, but we're very balanced and overall and very consistent.
He's a different kind of person. And, you know, there'll never be another Adrian Peterson. But, you know, that definitely gives me a lot of motivation knowing that he came back from it the way he did. He came back better. And that's what I plan on doing, just coming back better. Seeing him, you know, do what he did this year. I think about that all the time.
I mean, I like power. I like outside zone, single back. I know in high school I played in the spread system and in pro style as well. So, I mean, I've had a chance to be familiar. So, I mean, I kind of used to, you know, whatever play they take. You know, I feel like I've been coached well enough to, you know, be able to run inside zone and gap schemes and things like that. So I'm lucky for that. So
I'm going to run the same way. You know, I usually do. I mean, because that's all I know. I really can't change my game. You know, it got me here. And, you know, I feel like if I change my game, I'll be a different player. And I'm just going to, you know, go out there with confidence and not thinking about, you know, my knee and just go out there and run and like I usually do.
I take pride in being a three down or every down back. And I feel that's what a lot of teams are looking for right now. Jeez, you can keep me in on first, second, and third down. I can make the big time block, you know, for the quarterback to make a pass down the field.
It all depends on how you look at it. I mean, I feel as though we complement each other because you have a great offensive line, but you got a great backfield as well. So, I mean, I don't feel as though one position is doing good because of another, but it's just we just complement each other.
I mean, I just control what I can control. That's the main thing that, you know, my parents taught me, my mom taught me. Be patient and control what you control. And, you know, I can't put my words in somebody else's mouth, you know. But, I mean, I'm going to go out there and play the game and, you know, help my team win games and, you know, be productive. As long as I'm being productive and, you know, helping the team get Ws, that's all that should matter at the end of the day.
At this point, it really doesn't matter where I get drafted. You know, because I'm going to go in there and work hard. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to do what I've been doing my whole career, and that's just being myself. And, you know, if I get a chance to play this year, I'm going to make the most out of it, and I feel like I will.
I was able to show up, you know, in the big games, on the big stages, and, you know, in the NFL, every game is a big game no matter what. So since I was able to perform well in those games, you know, it should give them some kind of indication that, you know, I could do the same thing on the next level.
I mean, you can count on me. Well, having the ball in my hands, 924 carries, only 2 fumbles. So I do a great job of protecting the football. And I score touchdowns. And you can count on me to make the play and then be there for you.